Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey guys, Birdman here. I just wanted to give everybody a little heads up before we jump into the episode. We ran into an issue with the audio of our amazing guest Alex from Betstamp. The audio is a little choppy until the 8.5 minute mark, but it clears up after that and is normal for the rest of the episode. This is something that we didn't realize it happened until the interview was over. These things happen, and it is what it is. But we really think you guys are going to like these picks. So without any further delay, let's jump right into it.
You're listening to DB2 Bets, powered by Betstamp. Featuring the Down by Two crew.
Yo, how you been? This is another episode of DB2 Bets brought to you by Betstamp, where we use that Betstamp app and we're finding the best odds available across all of the different sports books. What's going on? It's your boy Josh Elijah, host of the show here. Hope you've been well. It's been a couple weeks. We actually took off last week due to some unforeseen circumstances, but we'll jump into that a bit. And up to the left of my screen is my partner in crime, Jesse McKay, aka Birdman. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you boys doing?
Man, not too bad. We were just saying that like whenever we take a week off, it's just like 2 weeks feels like an eternity to be able to like shake off the rust and like, do I even know how to do this anymore? So it's good to be back here. We, for those of you who missed last week, we did as well. We ran into some weird issues with where I live. I live in London, Ontario, for those of you who don't know. And because of COVID, there hasn't been the opportunity for this certain music festival that goes on basically in my backyard up until this year, where everyone came back in for Rock the Park. And like, I've been to the festival before, but I didn't realize like how big it actually was and how close it was to my house. It's not just some fucking rinky dink music festival. Like there was like Alanis Morissette,
the all-star lineup there.
Yeah. It was like July Talk and Glorious Sons. And then fucking like Ja Rule was in my backyard and like TLC and Aqua and like Run DMC. And I'm like, what is going on? It was just complete mayhem. And not only to mention, but I thought about it right before the show. I'm like, I can't hear myself think. Like my windows are shaking right now. And Ja Rule is just like, what's love? Like in the fucking background. And I'm like, I don't think I could actually do the show right. I just didn't even think of it. Because of that, we went on hiatus for a week, but we're back, back in action here. It's good to be back here, and we couldn't have done it better with bringing in this guest on the show. Actually, a part of the Betstamp staff, part of the Betstamp crew. They call him Leecho around the office, but we have Alex Felici on the show. Alex, my man, how you doing? Thank you for jumping on the show.
Thanks for having me, guys. Yeah. I haven't done one of these in a while, so it should be fun.
Oh yeah, for sure, man, for sure. Did I say that right, Felici? And they call you Leecho around the office?
Yeah, so it started with my buddy in high school. I wanted to shorten everyone's last name because they're too long, six letters. Yeah. And the nickname just stuck.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, hey, it can, that's catchy for sure. But let's before we jump into things, let's find out a little bit more about you and how I guess you ended up finding the opportunity with Betstamp. Because I mean, for me, like personally, really, really thankful to be a part of that Betstamp community. So how did you come across Betstamp? What were you doing before? Kind of break that down for us.
So I was just working at my corporate accounting job. Mm-hmm. I've been friends with Johnny since like grade 5 or 6, and Julian as well, like for a long time. He's also related to another one of my friends. So actually I started the app. They really just get an accountant to like start doing like all the basics for starting a business.
Mm-hmm.
So they reached out to me in I think December 2020. And I was like uncertain because I didn't really know like if this was actually going to be a thing, but super glad that I joined the team, and it's been nothing but good things since.
Yeah, for sure, man. That's amazing. And obviously the betting culture around the office, like it's gotta be insane, but kind of, can you pull back the curtains on that a little bit and how you guys bounce off different picks and you know, what that's like on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, obviously it's all sports all day, which I'm a huge sports fan, so
yeah.
Expected that and very happy about it. But yeah, basically everyone has the app open all day on their web app, and just going through different lines. Like someone will say, oh, like Cardinals are getting hit, you can probably chase and bet on the Cardinals, and we'll all have a bet on the Cardinals. So the game on TV, if it's an afternoon game especially.
Oh, love me a good afternoon game. Love it. I mean, like that's the thing, like for me, like obviously during my day job, like I'll have it on in the background and I can't really pay much attention to it, but like it's got to be the fucking dream for you guys to be able to have to watch that. Like it is your job to be able to watch it and yeah. Just kind of bounce ideas off of one another. So that's super sweet, man. And like we've had Josh, you know, and Zach on the show as well, and like just slowly working around like the staff, and just love having you guys on the show because there's just so many insights into the way that you guys place your bets and strategies and what have you. So for some of our listeners, and maybe some of the people that are checking this out for the first time, because we are on we're now on YouTube as well, so we're growing out our audience there, talk to us about like some of your strategies for betting. Obviously like talk a little bit about your take on line shopping and what BetStamp really does for the average bettor.
Yeah, so honestly, when they were building the app, they did ask me a couple questions, because I've been sports betting for a while, even like doing picks with Johnny in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And they really just want to hammer home like how important line shopping is. And
yeah,
that really, it's like the most important thing in sports betting. You are not going to win long term, or not win as much, unless you are literally getting the best price in the market. So just having it open all day, like, really helps. And
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. As for
absolutely,
like, a lot of teaching points will come with like the best app you in marketplace, like to learn how to like calculate edges and stuff. A lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. I think it's gonna be really good.
Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah, no, that's absolutely it. And I know I can probably speak for both of us here, but like BetStamp has definitely changed the way that we play the game and place our bets as well. So we're obviously it's a game changer when it comes to betting. Sweet. Before we jump into our bets, and I'm very, very excited to chat about yours, and I can't wait to hear your takes on them. But let's, because we've had a couple of weeks off here, I'm just getting things back on track. Lots going on, especially in free agency for the NHL and NBA. Let's start off. Are you a Leafs fan, or do you have another team?
You're
a Leafs fan? Yeah. I mean, hey, it is what it is. We share in our misery. It is what it is. But let's talk a little bit about our goalie situation, saying goodbye to Campbell and now bringing in Samsonov and Murray as well. Any initial thoughts or takes on the decision to not bring back Campbell and switch him out?
To be honest, like, Campbell's 30 years old. He wanted 5 years on his contract. Like, we all know goalies are just hot and cold. Like, it's complete random if they're good or not in the season, especially for a high event team like the Leafs. Like, really just plug anyone in there, unless you're getting like an elite guy like Connor Hellebuyck or John Gibson.
Right.
But I was fine with them letting go of Campbell, and I actually did want to target Matt Murray, like, as a nice bounce back candidate. But given that Samsonov actually got released the same day that Murray got traded to us, I just didn't really think that we got enough of a deal on Matt Murray. I feel like he's still making too much money.
Fair enough. I mean, for what it is, I still feel like, you know, I do like the deals as well. And I definitely like like this new setup with, you know, the 1A, 1B, with Samsonov and Murray as well. So I mean, for me, I'm okay with it. It sucks to see Campbell go, especially just him being such a locker room guy.
I did love Campbell. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, yeah, who doesn't? But, you know, he's it does make sense at the end of the day. You know, I am okay with that decision. Jesse, any thoughts on that?
I mean, I feel like the goalie pool, like, it dried up very quickly, and the Leafs were kind of like, shit, like, you know, they were kind of backed into a corner a little bit, and that was the only option. Like, I feel like Kemper probably was already on his way to Washington, and, you know, that left Billy Husso, and, like, I'm not behind the scenes. I don't know what happened, but I don't know, that slipped away from them, and then they pretty much had no choice, right? Like, do you sign Campbell for 5 years at $5 million, or do you cut that in half, 2 years at, you know, a half a mil less? It's like, at least you're only tied to them for 2 years. And I feel like Samsonov is a way better backup than anything we've had in the last couple of years, you know? So, and he's only 25. Like, he's got room to actually, like, develop into a starter. So who knows where that's going to go, right? So I'm feeling better about it than last year with Mrazek and Campbell.
Sure.
That was sketchy.
Yeah. Fair enough. I mean, yeah, I definitely think, I love Samsonov. I really do. And, you know, Alex, you're absolutely right. Like, to be able to have that bounce back year for Murray, sure, he might be paying a little bit more, but I'm definitely looking for a huge bounce back campaign from him. So, I mean, hey, I'm actually okay with it. I am okay with it all around. Kind of pivoting over to the NBA, and talks have still just sort of at a stall when it comes to Kevin Durant. DeAndre Ayton obviously sticking with the Suns after the Suns matching the offer sheet to the Pacers. So that kind of takes them out of the race, I think. So at the end of the day, I mean, we were talking about this like our last episode or a couple episodes ago when this all dropped, was whether or not the Toronto Raptors actually had a legitimate shot at getting Kevin Durant. And you guys were like, ah, fuck no. And
then I'm proud of you, man. You spearheaded that whole thing.
I mean,
man.
Hey, nothing's happened. What were you guys saying? Like, well, they were saying anywhere else but Toronto. I'm like, man, I don't know.
I was like, no shot he's coming here.
But because that news dropped like an hour before we started recording.
Oh, nice. Oh, did it? I see. Yeah. I didn't hear about it till a couple days after. And I was like, oh shit, he was right.
Well, no. The Kevin Durant requesting a trade was just like brand new. We got to fucking tackle this right out the gates.
Yeah, you're right.
So, now that it's funny because we reflect back on it in a couple of weeks, and I'm shocked, but I'm not really that surprised that he hasn't been moved yet. Just because like the what they're asking for is just outlandish. But I guess like just tying this into Toronto sports, do you give up Scotty Barnes?
No.
I honestly think like the team is good enough to win if you do have a star like Durant, but a lot of friends that are like closer watching basketball will say like Durant's not actually a good fit for the team and how it plays. Like basically it's a 5-man team. Everyone touches the ball, everyone defends. So I don't know. I'm unsure, but typically I would probably just get rid of the rookie of the year for a superstar.
Yeah, and you know what? It's funny because, I mean, a very common take to say, you know, don't give up Scotty Barnes, and the Raptors don't think that they're going to actually do it. But at the end of the day, like Kevin Durant, you have him at 35, and the team's mentality should be always win now. And I think you get Kevin Durant on your team, and they will win immediately. Like they'll be an instant contender right at that point. I mean, how the fuck can't you be? You have Kevin Durant, and I think the way like the package that would have to be something like Gary Trent Jr., OG Anunoby, and Rookie of the Year Scotty Barnes, in order to get Kevin Durant. I think that definitely takes away from our depth on the team, and like that's giving up a lot for Kevin Durant. Plus, whatever picks that we have to
and
throw
100,000 well. Picks. So and you just turn your team into the Lakers
just
going
in the NBA.
Right? Yeah.
Fair enough.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, I don't know, because like Kevin Durant going to Golden State, for example, like going to a powerhouse team, and then that just made them even greater. Who knows if that would actually happen with the Raptors if he comes here and actually instantly makes them, like, is that a guaranteed championship with them? I mean, Fred VanVleet's great and so is Pascal, but I mean, it's no Warriors situation that he's coming into. So who knows if he will actually come in and be able to bring them to a title. I think it's definitely in the conversation, but to completely get rid of your future, the problem is like you want to bring in a superstar so that you win now. You're not going to bring in, like, they can't be holding on to Scotty Barnes because he's like, oh, we want to lock him, a very good player, in for, you know, years to come sort of thing. They have to think about winning now. It's just at what price does it come at? And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if at the end of the summer, Kevin Durant is still on Brooklyn and just dogging it until they actually get a proper offer, which would probably suck really bad, especially if, you know, if he experiences some sort of injury midseason and then all of a sudden his stock goes down. So,
yeah. And you got to worry about his loyalty too, man. Like, I wouldn't want to make that move. And then, you know, by the end of the year, he's like, yeah, I'm out of here. You know,
yeah,
that would just, that would feel so bad.
Yeah. You know what? At the end of the day, it's, I mean, Masai Ujiri took that leap with Kawhi having that one year rental, well, sort of thing.
Technically, yeah. Kawhi would have bounced anyways if he wanted or not. So, yeah.
So I mean, like, it sucks either way.
They didn't give up as much, basically.
Of course,
right?
Of course. So, I mean, they gave away a cornerstone piece. And we were talking about this earlier in our chat that it's like, they did give away a cornerstone piece. What would the Raptors be willing to give away? I mean, like, if it's a trade centered around, I think if it, like, potentially Fred VanVleet, I don't know. I almost feel more comfortable giving him away over Pascal Siakam or Scottie Barnes. Unpopular take, probably. But at the end of the day, like, if you can't make anything happen, you know, with Scottie or with Pascal, I mean, like, Kevin Durant for Fred VanVleet doesn't seem too bad. And then with pieces as well, at least the contracts match up a little bit more. I hope they don't. I like our team the way they are. I feel like we're headed on a pretty good trajectory. I feel like we are a 50 plus win team. But we'll just have to see how that all shakes out. Cause at the end of the day, I'm very happy with the team that we have. So,
yo, Josh, I just thought of this the other day. Like, why? Like, I know New York has been linked to Donovan Mitchell pretty heavily, but like, why not swap those two guys, Mitchell and KD? Does that not make sense? No? Or are they trying to rebuild, I guess?
Yeah. And I mean, like, I don't know if Utah does that, because like now they just have a bunch of pieces, and at least Donovan Mitchell, like, we now know this is Donovan Mitchell's team. I don't think they're going to budge on Donovan Mitchell. I think they're going to try and rebuild around him. But man, they got a fucking sick haul for Rudy Gobert. I mean, I'm a Rudy fan. But man, they gave up a shit ton for him, and they got some fucking decent pieces. Like, who gives, like, sure, whatever, Pat Bev, but like, they got Vanderbilt out of that too. Like, I mean, they got some pretty decent pieces. So at the end of the day, kudos to Utah. They might not be as much of a rebuild sort of situation as you might think, because they really just lost their center, and then they got some pretty key pieces in there as well. So we shall see. We shall see. I just, man, I love the off season. Like, I just eat it up.
Yeah. It's sometimes more fun than the regular season.
I know. Yeah. It's just all the writers for it. It's just insanity. And it just really just sort of sets the stage for the year coming up. So, definitely going to stay locked in on that. Now, moving forward, we got picks, and I'm really stoked. We're going to start off with some baseball picks here, and then move over. We've never actually done a UFC pick before, so pretty excited for this. Let's go with our baseball picks to start off with. Alex, start us off with what you got here.
Yeah, so basically it's a 2-1 on the same logic.
Mm-hmm.
Yankees have Jameson Taillon.
Yes.
If I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Jameson Taillon.
Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
He had a good bounce back game, but he had four very rough outings in a row.
Yes.
His last four. Yankees are playing a back-to-back today and then flying into Baltimore tomorrow. I like both the Baltimore Orioles money line and the over 9 in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So when I sent these picks originally, Baltimore was at +155. You can still get them at +145. or plus 140 on most sports books.
Yes.
139 at Sports Interaction. You could lock that in.
Yeah.
But yeah, mostly why I like that is the pitchers, like, been cold, and Baltimore actually has had like a very good July, averaging almost 5 runs a game. And they're like just in a spot where the Yankees are going to come in playing the worst team in the division, probably not take them seriously. That's the recipe for disaster.
Absolutely, man. And you know what? This is an interesting pick. Now, I'm going to throw something at you here that I was reading earlier today, is that the Baltimore Orioles have been the most profitable team to bet on this year so far. That's crazy.
I didn't even know that. I have bet on Baltimore quite a bit this year. I don't think
that
profitable for me, but
I mean, probably because they're always just so the odds are just so not
such high pluses. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. I mean, they have been, you find the right matchups, and man, you know what? I do like it. I mean, Jameson Taillon, having a pretty good year. I mean, like so far he's 10-2. And that was kind of the thing on him is if he stays healthy, he could put together a pretty good campaign. And that seems like what he's doing right now. He's a pretty decent pitcher in that sense. However, Tyler Wells, I do like Tyler Wells as well. He's, really made a name for him in that starting rotation for Baltimore. 7-4 record. I do like him. I like this matchup. You're absolutely right. Doubleheader in Houston, of all places, which I believe, they lost the first game, and last time I checked, they were down 5-0. So, obviously, yeah. So, I mean, I don't see them. I mean, that's the one thing. The money line is the one thing that I'm a little skeptical about in that sort of sense. But you know what? We're gonna ride with it. Would you take them on the money line, or is this maybe something you might even look at for a first five?
Yeah. To be honest, first five, like using my logic, I'm just saying the starting pitcher might get lit up. So taking them at first five.
First five.
Just don't seem to be there.
Yeah.
And I'm pulling up Betstamp. Best available is plus 125.
Yeah.
Other sides like minus 145 or higher exclusively. So maybe we'll see tomorrow because not all the first five lines are out. But
yeah,
definitely something to look. Watch for.
We're definitely going to lock these in now. We're sticking with what we're doing here, especially because we're based out of Ontario here. So we want to the best odds that we're able to find are Sports Interaction at plus 139. I like it. I really do. I might feel a bit easier about the first five, but fuck it. We're going to go with what Licho says. So we're doing plus 139 Sports Interaction Baltimore Orioles on the money line there. And talking about the over, we're going with the over at 9 runs as well. We were able to find the best odds at plus 105 at Caesars Sportsbook. I love Caesars Sportsbook as well. So over 9 runs there. Not really opportunity for a parlay, but if you can find pretty similar odds, make sure you go to the Betstamp app. And while you're there, you might as well throw in promo code DB2 because, you know, that's the smart thing to do. But you would be able to find very similar odds if you want to use either Caesar Sportsbook or Sports Interaction to be able to do a parlay. But we're going to do these separate. Plus 139 on the money line for the Baltimore Orioles on Sports Interaction, and then over 9 runs total, plus 105 at Caesar's Sportsbook. The other baseball pick before we jump into our UFC pick as well. This is a fun fucking game. I'm excited. I'm definitely going to tune in for this. It's the Mets and the Padres. We got Yu Darvish and Max Scherzer on the mound. That's a doozy. That's a doozy. Scherzer been killing it. 6-1 against Darvish. 8-4. You know what? We're going to have to go Mets minus 175 on DraftKings for that. I think it's just a fun game. I love Max Scherzer. Love watching him work. And so, you know, just looking at the different lines, I definitely think I was bouncing back and forth between that and other games to pick, but the Mets, this is just going to be a fun game. So I'm the Mets as well. When we talk about that list of most profitable teams to bet on, Mets are number 2. So we got Baltimore at number 1, Mets at number 2, and then the third team is the fucking New York Yankees that are the most profitable to bet on. But you know, hey, we got all of them in the conversation here. So again, we're going to lock in Mets minus 175 on the money line for DraftKings as Max Scherzer goes up against Yu Darvish. And yeah, so that's what we got for baseball. Now Let's jump into a little bit of UFC. Again, first time that we're ever going to throw down on this show for UFC. And just forewarning, I love sports. I watch anything I can. I love watching UFC as well. I don't know much about it. I don't know much about the fighters. I just do a little bit of research beforehand, but I'm not very knowledgeable when it comes to UFC. I usually rely on my friends and my boys that I'm watching with to give me who I should be betting on. So in this case, Alex, that's you. you're gonna break this down for us as we got our first picks here for UFC. What you got for us?
And to be honest, I am a UFC fan. Try to watch it most Saturdays, but I'm honestly not familiar with either of these fighters too well. But your best friend with betting on UFC is BetStamp again.
Yes, absolutely.
If you just
shameless plug, head over.
If you just head over to the UFC screen, I'll scroll and give you my pick.
Yep.
And it'll be Nikita Krylov taking on Alexander Gustafsson. You can find him at Sports Interaction at -165.
Yes. So Nikita, like the minor Krylov. Yes.
Great nickname. Basically, why I like this is just the price is like so far off market. You got -200, -195, -210, -200. So -165 like is just a good bet. And it's a light heavyweight fight. It's going to be a very high event. A lot of significant strikes. And Krylov is the more skilled and higher event puncher, striker. So I like his chance of winning, and -165 just makes it an easy bet.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? It is crazy because you look at some of the other odds and they're between -190 to -200. So finding them at -165 on Sports Interaction, that's a bargain. So by all means, I would say that's the best book to be able to go hammer that. From what I was able to find, Gustafsson, he's a bit older. He's got a decent reach. And even Krylov has lost his last couple, but they're against, you know, better fighters from what I was able to find. So it is pretty even. I believe he was favored 51-49. But I gotta like it. I'm leaning to you. So, absolutely. We're going to hammer Nikita, the minor Krylov, at -165 on Sports Interaction. Birdman, are you much of a UFC fan? No. We've never gone to a bar and fucking sat down at a Boston Pizza for 4 hours and had a pitcher of beer and nachos and driver server mad or anything.
You know what though? I have sat on a Saturday night with Scarborough Kez. And we've tuned into some UFC and just done live betting based on like what we're seeing or like, you know, what, like, I don't know, when they come out, like when you see their bodies and stuff, sometimes that could be the deciding factor. You're like, this guy looks like he's going to kill this other dude, you know?
Yeah.
So in the moment, you just toss some money down and see what happens and have some fun with it. We had a really good Saturday night. I think we only lost one and we probably placed like 10 bets each. It was sick.
Nice. You know what, for me as well, like for someone who knows next to fucking nothing, that's generally what I do too. I mean, like I usually go for the favored. And then, you know, when you watch their intros, if you see someone coming in who's spooked, he's like,
like, that's what just, I mean. I don't know. You can just see it on their face, right?
And it's good to wait. I can't believe Alex is looking at us. It's like, look at these fucking noobs.
Yeah.
No, I'm the exact same way. Live betting's fun because I don't know, like you can get into it, like maybe this guy lost the first two rounds and you know he needs a knockout and like he had a few good shots, like you could take him to like knock him out in the third round.
Yeah, and you can see when the tide of a fight is kind of turning sometimes, right? So when the round's over, you just quickly get your bet in there and sometimes it works out for you, man. I like it.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah. So, I mean, let's do it. Nikita Krylov, -165 on Sports Interaction. Yeah. Fucking lock it in. And that brings us to our closing segment here. It's been a couple of weeks, but we're back, baby. Ding, ding, ding. It's the pick and roll brought to you by BetStamp. We're using the BetStamp app and finding the best odds available across all the different sports books and by Yupbeer, over 200 locations across Ontario. Go to yupbeer.com to find a location near you. starting off with the Baltimore Orioles, plus 139 available on Sports Interaction. That is the money line. We're also going to take the same game between the Yankees and the Baltimore Orioles over 9 runs, plus 105 at Caesars Sportsbook. Then we're also going to take the Mets as Max Scherzer takes the mound against Yu Darvish, taking the Mets minus 175 on DraftKings. That is also money line. And then for UFC, we're going Nikita Krylov. Nikita, the minor Krylov, minus 165 on Sports Interaction. And there you have it, tying it all together for our pick and roll. Buddy, got to say, it's been great having you on the show. We'd love to have you back on as well. Not for nothing, not to put a little bit of pressure on right at the end here, but we need a bit of a bounce back week because we were on a bit of a roll. We were nine in a row, and 9 for 9. And we had our boy James Leslie on the show and got like, love him, love the guy, but he really did shit all down his leg. I mean,
okay, I think we're gonna go 4-0.
I like that energy. I would love that. Yeah, I mean,
he like, wasn't like, too confident at the time. So,
well, here's the thing. I love the guy. I guess I put him in a bad situation where or a bad position where it's just like, oh yeah, we'd love to have you on the show. And he's like, yeah, sure, we'd love to. And then he shows up. And he's like, so I don't really watch much baseball. And we're like, fuck, this like live while we're recording this. You're like, oh god. And then like we look at each one of these bets, and I'm like, okay, let's roll with them. Les dog.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, really, really excited for a weekend full of sports. Definitely going to be tuning in. Make sure that you like, share, subscribe, all that fun stuff with the Down by Two podcast. We're putting these shows out every Friday. I'm going to be coming up with some new long form interviews for the actual Down by Two podcast as well. So keep an eye out for that. But as always, make sure you go to betstamp.app/Ontario and use promo code DB2 to find all the different sports books that are connected with that landing page. A bunch of great sign up bonuses across all those different sports books, and then be able to get the most bang for your buck by using that Betstamp app that's available in the Apple App Store and Google Play. One more time, Alex, it was great to have you on. I love having the Betstamp boys on. So definitely got to have you back on again.
Sure. I would love to. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Take care, guys. Talk to you guys next week.
Take care.
DB2 Bets is brought to you by Betstamp. Visit betstamp.app/Ontario. Use promo code DB2 to find your favorite sports book. And by Yup Beer, award-winning craft light lager. Visit yupbeer.com to find a store near you.
Hi, I'm Logan Anderson, host of the Say the Damn Score podcast. On my show, I deep dive into the sports broadcasting business by, you guessed it, talking to sportscasters. The show has featured big names like Bob Costas, Kenny Albert, and Vern Lundquist, as well as many up-and-coming broadcasters who you may not know yet, but you will know soon. Whether you're looking for professional development as a sportscaster, different career paths, or if you just want to be entertained by hearing some of the best storytellers in the world tell their own stories, this podcast is for you. You can subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms, or you can visit our website, saythedamnscore.com.
Do, did, will, the Story of People podcast is now available on the Crier Media Network. The first 5 episodes are here and feature some incredible guests that fit into one or all 3 of those categories. Ready? Tara Sloan from the San Jose Sharks, Undercurrent podcast at NBC Sports. Marianne Iveson from Iveson Voice and the Let's Take This Outside podcast to talk about the world of outdoors as well as voiceover land. Ariana Hunsicker, future Canadian Paralympic swimmer, already winning tons of awards for this country. Scott McGregor from the Hot Wallet podcast to dumb down the world of crypto, Bitcoin, and NFTs so you don't have to. And Jackie Holowaty from Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Washington, the first net zero carbon certified arena on the planet. Wherever you get your pods, wherever you watch your pods, and on the Crier Media Network.